الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى صلاة بوقتها وأسبغ لها وضوءها وأتم لها قيامها وركوعها وسجودها وخشوعها خرجت وهي بيضاء مسفرة تقول حفظك الله كما حفظتني ومن صلاها لغير وقتها ولم يسبغ لها وضوءها ولم يتمها ركوعها ولا خشوعها ولا سجودها خرجت وهي سوداء مسفرة خرجت وهي سوداء مظلمة تقول ضيعك الله كما ضيعتني حتى إذا كانت حيث شاء الله لفت كما يلف الثوب الخلق ثم ضرب بها وجهه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, the greatness of Allah, the majesty of Allah, the kibriyai of Allah is beyond human comprehension. Allah is wara'ul wara'. Allah's zat, Allah's being is infinite. It is impossible that the finite and limited intellect of this human being can ever truly comprehend the greatness and the majesty of Allah. The creation of Allah Ta'ala that is in front of us, this is apparent, this is tangible, and this we can see, and this gives us some idea as to the greatness of Allah. What is visible, the sun, he said that the sun is 325,000 times the size of the earth. And the sun is just one star. There are many, many other stars in this universe that are million times the size of the sun. In fact, in this universe, there are so many stars that they estimate that if 1 second were given to name each star, it will take 300 trillion years just to name the stars. The solar system in which we are living, or what they call the Milky Way, is one galaxy amongst the many galaxies which Allah has created. In fact, it is a conjunction of galaxies, it is one super galaxy, which is so vast that it is said that if you have to travel at the speed of light, just the speed of light is something that is incomprehensible. 186,282 miles per second. The diameter of the earth is 24,000 miles. More than 7 times the circumference of the earth in 1 second is the speed of light. This galaxy is so vast that if a person has to travel at that speed, it will take 2 million years just to finish this galaxy. And to finish the universe, they estimate that it will take 60 billion years traveling at the speed of light. There is one star, the light of which has reached the earth now, traveling at the speed of 186,282 miles per second. The light from that star started traveling not 1 week ago, not 1 month ago, not 1 year ago. It reached the earth now, it started traveling 14 billion years ago. And all this, my respected brothers, is not my intention to go into a lesson about astronomy. But this is just to give us some idea of the vastness of Allah's creation. And all this in hadith terminology constitutes sama'ud dunya, that which is beneath the first heaven. Ibn Kathir rahmatullahi alayhi mentions the riwayat. On one occasion, Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, that O Nabi of Allah, kam bayna as-sama'i wal-ard, what is the distance from the earth to the first heaven? He said, masiratu khamsi mi'ati sana. From the earth to the first heaven is a distance of 500 years. Now this period, 500 years, may seem very small in the light of the figures that we have just heard. But what we have to understand, وَإِنَّ يَوْمًا عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ كَأَلْفِ سَنَةٍ مِمَّا تَعُدُّونَ. One day by your Rabb is 1,000 years of this life. So 500 such years. وَمِنْ كُلِّ السَّمَاءٍ إِلَى السَّمَاءٍ مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِمِائَةِ سَنَةٍ. And then between each of the seven heavens, first heaven to the second, second to the third, and upwards, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said there is a distance of 500 years. وَفَوْقَ السَّمَاءِ السَّابِعَ بَحْرٌ بَيْنَ أَسْفَلِهِ وَعَلَاهُ مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِمِائَةِ سَنَةٍ. Above the seventh heaven is a sea. From the top to the bottom of that sea is another 500 years. ثُمَّ فَوْقَ ذَلِكَ ثَمَانِيَةُ أَوْعَالٍ. Above that are what we call the حَامِلِينِ عَرْشِ. وَيَحْمِلُ عَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٌ. Allah Ta'ala says, holding aloft Allah's arsh are 8 angels. The vastness of the size of these angels, بَيْنَ رُكَبِهِنَّ وَأَضْلَافِهِنَّ مَسِيرَةُ خَمْسِمِائَةِ سَنَةٍ. From the knee to the ankle of each of these angels is a distance of 500 years. Muslim Sharif riwayat, أُذِنَ لِي أَنْ أُحَدِّثَ عَنْ مَلَكٍ مِّن مَلَائِكَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ مِنْ حَمَلَةِ الْعَرْشِ أَنَّمَا بَيْنَ الشَّحْمَةِ أُذُنِهِ إِلَىٰ عَاتِقِهِ مَسِيرَةُ السَّبْعِمِائَةِ سَنَةٍ. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, from the earlobe to the neck of each of these angels is a distance of 700 years. ثُمَّ عَلَىٰ ذُهُورِهِمُ الْعَرْشِ. Then on their backs is the arsh of Allah. We cannot imagine the greatness and the vastness of Allah's creation. What about the zat and the being of Allah? Yet ulama explain, وَلَكِنْ فَوْقِيَّتُهُ لَا يَزِيدُهُ بُعْدًا عَنْ خَلْقِهِ وَهُوَ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Your Allah is Hannan, your Allah is Mannan, your Allah is Dayyan, your Allah is Ghaffar, your Allah is Wahhab. His majesty is such that you are insignificant before Him. Yet the fawqiyat and the vastness and the greatness of Allah does not distance Himself from His slaves. He is still closer to you than your jugular vein. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا قَامَ أَحَدُكُمْ فِي الصَّلَاةِ. When a person stands up in salah, salah, that gift which was given to this ummah through the institution of Mi'raj, that salah, such a medium, such a bridge, such a link was given to each person by which he can commune directly with Allah. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, المصلي إذا يصلي. A musalli, when he starts his salah, فَهُوَ يُنَاجِي رَبَّهُ. He is in direct communion with Allah. وَرَبُّهُ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ الْقِبْلَةِ. First heaven, second heaven, third heaven, fourth heaven, fifth heaven, sixth heaven, seventh heaven, the sea, above the حَامِلِينَ arsh, then the arsh of Allah. We cannot imagine this distance, yet Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when he says, Allahu Akbar, every veil, every distance, every boundary between the slave and Allah is removed. Allah is directly attentive to his slave. Huwa yunaji rabbahu. He is in communion with Allah. He is speaking to Allah. He is whispering to Allah. Wa rabbuhu baynahu wa bayna al-qibla. Before even the qibla, his Allah is in front of him. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٌ. He said, you cannot go closer. You cannot go closer to Allah than you are when you are in sajda. One riwayat it comes, وَإِنَّ السَّاجِدَ لَيَسْجُدُ فِي قَدَمَيِّ الرَّحْمَانِ. The person in sajda is making sajda on the feet of Rahman. We cannot imagine what an institute of salah was given to this ummah. Daniel alayhi salam, thousands of years before this ummah could come into existence, he said that the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given such a salah, was given such a salah by Allah, that if the ummah of Nuh alayhi salam had this salah, they would never have drowned. If the ummah of Salih alayhi salam had this salah, the winds would never have destroyed them. No nation of the past would ever have been destroyed had that ummah had the salah which the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given. Yet, my respected brothers, in this day and age, with the salah, tsunamis are rising up. With the salah, the earth is opening up and swallowing this ummah. With the salah, the climates are changing. With the salah, calamity upon calamity is striking down this ummah. We have to ask ourselves, why? Why is it that the salah of the ummah today is no longer protecting the ummah? Why is it that with this institution of salah, with this medium and link and bridge by which they would be able to communicate directly with Allah, despite that they are living in fear, despite that their homes have become a torture for them, despite that no security system in this world is protecting them, despite that they are fearing the loss of their lives, the loss of their womenfolk, the loss of their izzat and respect of their womenfolk and the protection of their children, despite being given salah, how is that possible? In the light of Quran, in the light of hadith, what the power Allah has kept in the salah, how is it possible that this ummah today is a morsel that is being chewed up by its enemy? That this ummah today, natural disaster, calamity upon calamity, is striking down this ummah despite it having salah. When the nations of the past, anbiya of the past, said it is impossible for this ummah to be struck down in this manner, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the type of salah that Allah gave them. The answer, my respected brothers, is very, very simple. We have to go back to the Quran. We have to go back to hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "Man salla salata li waqtiha." That person who makes salah upon its correct time, وَأَسْبَغَ لَهَا وُضُوءَهَا, he makes the correct wudu. It is not my intention to run anybody down. It is not my intention to insult anyone. Please don't misunderstand what I am saying. But start from one point of the masjid and move across. And ask each person, describe for me the wudu of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Describe for me the sunnah of his wudu. Describe, tell me what my Nabi read when he started his wudu. In what manner would my Nabi perform his wudu? How much water did my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam use in his wudu? 1400 years have passed. Wallah, each of these questions in detail has been preserved for this ummah. Yet how many of this ummah know the wudu of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How many of this ummah know the salah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, he said there are 5 daraja of musallis. There are 5 types of musallis. The first, just to digress, my respected brothers, one wonders whether we are even speaking of the correct topic. We are talking about musallis. At the time of Jumu'ah, it becomes apparent. At the time of Jumu'ah, it becomes apparent how many the number of Muslims are in the area. But what happens Asr time? What happens Maghrib time? What happens Isha time on the same day of Jumu'ah? If someone has to stand outside this masjid and he has to say to us that you are an arrogant person, we will roll up our sleeves. We will be ready to defend our honor. Who is going to defend our honor on the day of judgment, when people will be swimming in their own perspiration, some up till their ankles, some up till their knees, some up till their hips, some completely immersed in their own perspiration? Who is going to defend our honor on that day when Ibrahim Khalilullah will fall down on his knees and will say to Allah, save me from Jahannam? Who is going to defend our honor on that day when Ka'b Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala who says, if you had the amal of 70 Nabis, you would still fear Allah is going to throw you into Jahannam? Who is going to defend the honor of this ummati on that day When the Nabi of this ummah has declared that the most arrogant person to walk the surface of this earth is that person who hears the azan and fails to come to the masjid. When Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahmatul lil alameen, has placed the label of arrogance on this. The boss calls his servant.